We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Ah, good morning, postman.
Morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry what?
Christmas.
Bit late, aren't you?
Better late than never. Merry Christmas.
You've said that. What are you holding your hand out for?
What do you think?
You want me to shake it?
No, I don't. I want a tip.
How dare you? How dare you come knocking on doors so long after Christmas asking for gratuities?
It's not my fault. It's the first time we've opened the door since November the 29th.
Well, you're too late. I've given out all my Christmas boxes. Now, kindly give me my post and remove your great plates off me foot scraper.
All right, here you are.
Thank you. Good day.
What about my Christmas box?
Oh, here you are. Have the stamp off this envelope. It hasn't been cancelled.
Thank you, I'm sure.
Better than nothing, better than nothing. Cut the perforation off, you'll make a fortune. Good day to you,
skinflint. I'd make the most of those letters.
Oh.
And the last ones you'll get off me that are readable.
Oh, all right. I'll have to see about him. I'll have a stiff spring put on my letterbox next week. I'll have his fingers, all right. Let's see now. What have we got here? Dear sir or madam, you are required to appear at Bow Street Police Court on a charge of parking your car and causing an obstruction. Well, that can't be me. It's been up on blocks for 3 weeks.
Yeah, in the middle of Regent Street.
Oh, you're up, are you? We didn't expect you till the warm weather. Disgusting. Oh, good!
What?
Me supplementary's come through. Be able to run me road haulage business now.
You didn't tell him you've got a road haulage business.
Certainly. 6 10-tonners, 4 articulators, 6 8-wheelers, 24 vans, and a couple of lorries.
How much have they given you?
4 gallons. Hello, hello. What's this? A letter postmarked Greystones, Wiltshire. Greystones, Greystones. What do I know in Greystones?
Well, open it. Perhaps there's something in the envelope.
Of course, Greystones, my old school.
Greystones?
Yes, the finest public school in the country. I was there for 7 years.
I had no idea you were a public school boy, Tub.
What? Oh, my gosh. Yaroo, Lego. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Haven't you seen my striped blazer hanging up in the wardrobe?
Is that a blazer? I thought it was a deck chair.
They were the school colours, I'll have you know. Red, green, mauve and heliotrope. I hope the moths haven't got at it.
They wouldn't go near that without dark glasses.
You are mocking the most cherished of our institutions, the British Public School. Ah, dear old Greystone, 7 of the happiest years of my life. Started off as a fag and worked my way up to Ed Cigar. That's what we called the captain.
What does this letter say?
Let's see. Here it's from old Ding Dong.
Who?
Dr. Clanger, our headmaster. A gentleman and a scholar, William. A gentleman and a scholar. Classical education, of course. It was he who translated my stage act from the original Greek.
And now he's written for the money.
He has not. He says it's speech day next week and they've decided to have an old boys' reunion. And would I like to go? Oh, it'll be wonderful to renew old acquaintances after all these years. I wonder how old Stinks is getting on.
The chemistry master?
No, it's his wife. Oh, that horrible perfume she used to wear. Horrible perfume it was. Afternoon in Gallipoli, it was called. Well, I must get the old togs cleaned and pressed. I haven't worn the old blazer in years. Not since that week I did with the Kentucky Minstrels. Now then, let's just try it on now.
Oh, it won't fit you after all these years.
Of course it will. I haven't put an inch on since I was 15.
Now then, wait a minute. See, it fits. It fits like a glove. Just do the buttons up. And... there, it's a perfect fit.
Oh, that's better. Where do the buttons go?
I don't know where the other two are, but this isn't a monocle in my eye. Take that blazer off. You look stupid in it.
Stupid? The girls didn't think so in the old days. Go out with me white flannels and me straw hat. Punting down the River Cam. Of a summer's afternoon. A beautiful girl in a crinoline. A big picture hat. And a little fluffy white parasol. Smiling softly at me. Poling her way down the river for all she was worth. Oh, this blazer's seen some action in its time.
Anybody home?
Hello, Sid. Come in.
How much do you want for your 4-gallon supplementary? I got... God, blimey.
What's the matter?
What have you got that roller lino wrapped round you for?
This is my school blazer.
Looks like a colour chart from a paint firm.
If you must know... Thank you very much. If you must know, it's for the old boys' reunion next week. I've been invited down.
Don't tell me you're going.
Of course I'm going.
You must be off your chump. So you're going to meet all the boys you went to school with and grew up with, eh?
Of course. I'm looking forward to meeting them all again.
Well, they're probably all bankers and stockbrokers, big businessmen, cabinet ministers now.
Well?
Well, you'll be the only failure there.
I suppose I... What do you mean, failure? I've made me mark in my chosen profession.
You got your name up on a board outside the windmill. What weight's that going to carry?
I won't worry about that. What do you think they've invited me for?
Probably to show off to the pupils, as an example of what happens to little boys who are lazy.
Sid's right, Tub. You'd feel out of place amongst the sort of people you'll meet there. You'll be right out of your class.
But they were friends of mine. We were in the upper fifth together. We used to do prep together, play rugger together, and sleep in the same dorm. Oh, yes. Chaps don't forget those sort of things. No, they don't. No. Not Malcolm. Oh, no. No, not white men like that, they don't. We were chums, me and Spotty Chumley, and then there was Harry Wilkins and Scruffy Thompson.
All right, these boys, what are they doing now?
Well, Spotty Chumley, he's in the House of Lords. Harry Wilkins, he's an archbishop somewhere. Scruffy Thompson, he was British ambassador in Cairo.
Well, there you are, then. They're all respectable gentlemen these days. They won't want to know Fat Legs Hancock.
Who told you my nickname?
Well, what else could they call you? They won't talk to you, red-nosed musical comic. Be very embarrassing for you. You stick with people in your own class, layabouts like us.
Yes. Yes, perhaps you're right. What a pity, what a pity. They'd probably have asked me to hand out the prizes.
What prizes?
Prizes for the best pupils, you know, the old usual stuff. Silver cups, gold watches.
Yeah, you better sew the buttons on your blazer, boy. You want to look smart for that prize, do you? Another few minutes, we pull into Greystones.
I still don't see why you insisted on coming along, Sid. It's my old school.
Well, I wouldn't want you to feel alone down there. You might be glad of a bit of moral support and somebody to give you a hand with the prizes.
Well, it's very kind of you. I don't think you needed to bring 6 suitcases with you, though. We won't be staying down here all that long.
No, I don't. I reckon about 10 minutes you'd see it through.
Boy, am I looking forward to this trip. I've never seen a school before. What are they like, Tub?
A school? Well, William, Plato summed it up best when he said, "A school is a collection of children and a pile of books surrounded by bricks to keep the rain off."
Plato said that?
Yes, Arthur Plato, the barman at the Dog and Duck.
Hello, train's slowing down.
We're arriving. This is it.
Where's the school? Where's the school?
It's out of the other window. There it is, look. Behind the trees. See its noble spires rising majestically above the oak trees there across the meadows. Oh, this is a wonderful moment. 20 years since this same train steamed into Greystone Station. A child's face pressed eagerly against the window, gazing in wonder. These dreamy spires, just as we are now. A young lad. His first day at a new school. What lay in store for him? Ah, as he clasped his mother's hand in school cap, blazer and short trousers.
What was your mother doing in short trousers?
I was in short trousers, Oaf. Your mother had long trousers on. As the train drew slowly to a halt, my young little eyes couldn't tear themselves away from the sight of those ivy-coloured walls. Great clock tower, with that bell that summoned us all to assembly. Ah, this then was Greystone's, the finest public school in England. My home for the next 7 years. 20 years ago.
Come along, Anthony. Lift your cases down.
Right home, Etta. I'm ready.
Anthony, this is the first time you've been away from home. You must be a brave little soldier.
Now, I will, Etta. I will.
I want you to promise to write to me every week. Study hard and don't get into bad company.
Yes, Etta. I'll try jolly hard to make myself a credit to you and Peter.
Oh, your father would have been proud to see you now. He worked so hard so that he could send you to a school like this.
Yes. What a pity he got caught.
Oh, why did the inspector have to jump on his tram and check the tickets just at that moment? Go now, Anthony.
Mother, you're crying.
Am I?
Yes. Mother, don't cry. I'll be all right.
It's not that, Anthony.
Then why, Mother, pray? Why are you crying?
The pubs are open and I've left my handbag behind.
Excuse me, young sir. Are you for Greystone?
Yes, that's right.
I'm Perkins. I drive the horse and trap up to the school. Give me your cases and we'll set off.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye. My darling.
Oh, please don't. Mother, please don't. Look. No, please. Look, here's half a crown. Nip in the off license and buy yourself a miniature.
Are you ready, young sir?
Coming. Goodbye, Mater.
Goodbye, Anthony. Goodbye.
Cheer up, young sir. You'll soon settle down when you meet the other young gentleman.
What is Greystone's like, Perkins?
Oh, it's a fine place, sir. Battles are won and lost on the playing fields of Greystone's. So say the village girls.
And the chaps, Perkins. The chaps. What are they like, the chaps?
Oh, it's fine. A bunch of young gentlemen as you'll find anywhere. Except Rogers of the Sixth. You keep clear of him. He's a bully and a coward. Picks on the young'uns. Pulls them around by their ears.
Oh, the rotter.
You can always pick out the boys that have fagged for Rogers. One good ear and a flapper. Well, here's the gate. I'll drive you up to the quadrangle and you report to the headmaster.
Come in.
Dr. Klanger, sir?
Yes, boy, what is it?
I'm the new boy, sir. Hancock.
Now, come in, boy, come in. Welcome to Greystone. So you're going to like it here. Eh, what? Eh?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, how do you know, you young idiot? You've only just got here. Come out and get the cane.
Ah!
You are a lucky and privileged boy to be coming here to Greystones. What are you?
A lucky and privileged boy, sir.
That's it. Speak up. Greystones is the oldest public school in the country. What is it?
The oldest public school in the country, sir.
That's it. Speak up. Greystones has great traditions that you must live up to. What must you do?
I must live up to it, sir.
That's it. Speak up. And if you don't live up to them, you want the cane. What do you want?
The cane, sir.
A pleasure. Bend over.
Ah!
That's better. I've got my eye in now. I'm landing them just where I want them. I think I'll pay a surprise visit to the gym. I always catch a few bending round there. That'll be all, boy. You'll be in the upper second and you will fag for Rogers.
Not Rogers, sir.
Yes, Rogers, sir.
Good grief, sir. It's me for a flapper. Dear Mother, I'm enclosing 5 shillings as requested. Why don't you give it up and start sending me money like all the other chaps' mothers? I've been here 3 weeks now, and they have given me a cap 4 sizes too big for me. But it doesn't matter, as my ear keeps it up.
Fag! Fag! Where's Hancock? Hancock!
Coming, Rogers!
Where have you been, you young puppy?
Sorry, Rogers, I've been checking your football pools.
Did I win?
No. Oh, my ear! Let go, you beastly rotter! Yahoo! Yahoo! It wasn't my fault. I wasn't playing.
Let's see if I can twist it right off.
Oh! Ow! Let go! Yahoo! Ouch!
Curse. It won't go anymore.
It's upside down. What more do you want?
Look here. Here's 4p. Run down to the village and get me 5 cigarettes. I've got a woman coming here tonight.
Oh, you are a bounder, Rogers. You know Dr. Clanger said we must keep away from women till after sports day.
Well, I'm having my own private sports day, and it's starting as soon as Gladys arrives.
Not Gladys, the charlady's daughter. I shall tell.
You sneaking little prig. I'll teach you some manners.
I'm not frightened of you anymore, Rogers. Twist my ear. Do what you like. You're not going to bully me anymore. Ha-ha. The worm has turned.
Gee, that was great, Tub. What happened?
He threw me out the window. Ah, this brings back memories.
Hey, look over there. Some of the old boys have started arriving.
Oh, yes. I wonder if I can recognize any of them.
Well, that must be Rogers over there with that woman.
How do you know?
Well, look at the size of her ear.
Hey, yeah. What about your ear, Tub? I didn't notice anything wrong with it.
Oh, well, no, I played it clever, of course. Rogers always used to pull me left ear, you see, so when he left, I fagged for Jessop. He used to pull right ears, so between them, they sort of balanced it up.
Hey, tell me, where's the cups and the gold watches?
Later, Sid, later. There's plenty of time. Let's have a look round. Let me drink in the memories. It all conjures of those spacious halcyon days of yore.
Oh, blimey, he's off again.
What about the bird you used to go punting with on the river?
Bird?
Yeah, the old crow you used to be...
The old crow? Oh, Gladys. Yes, well, she was the only woman in the school. We had to pass around, you know. They were the days when I was in the upper fourth. 15 years old and in love for the first time. I carved our initials on the oak tree here. Where are we? Look, here it is. A.H. loves G.B. Gladys Biggs. I remember the day I carved that. 16 years ago. A.H. loves G.B. Here you are, Gladys. Proof of our eternal love, till Clangor doth us part.
Oh, Fat Legs, you're so romantic.
Gladys, if you wish to carry on keeping company with me, don't call me Fat Legs.
But all the boys call you Fat Legs.
It's an unfortunate nickname I've acquired on account of me legs tend to swell up when me garters are too tight. I don't want the name to stick through life, so please call me by my correct name.
All right, then. Big feet. What are you going to do when you leave school?
Oh, I don't know. I might be prime minister, a great lawyer, famous surgeon, banker, international financier, archbishop, tram driver.
Tram driver?
It's the family trade. It's been handed down. We Hancocks have been spinning the old handles round up front there for years, you know. Break my father's heart if I took up any other trade.
But what are you spending 7 years at a public school for?
Well, I can be an educated tram driver, can't I? Very impressive to be able to call out the place names in Latin. The Elephantus en Cothla. The Bolus Pondus Rhodus. Gladys. Gladys. When are we going to get married?
I don't be daft. You're 15 and I'm 18.
That's old enough, Gladys. Why, out in the East, they get married when they're 8 and 9.
Well, I don't care what they do in Aldgate. This is Greystones. There's plenty of time.
No, no. Let's get married now. We can manage. I've got 4 and 6. Plenty of chaps have started on less than that.
Oh, no, no. You must give me time to think. 4 and 6.
Yes. Unless, of course, Mother gets thirsty again. Then we'll have to wait another 6 months. Will you wait for me, Gladys?
Why, where are you going?
Oh, Gladys, you're a provocative little minx. Do you know what I think I'm going to do?
What?
I think I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, no, you must.
Yes, I must. Yes, I must. I think I shall kiss you like John Bowles kissed Mary Astor at the Flicks last night.
Oh, no, no, Angelina, this is madness. You'll be expelled if we're caught.
I don't care, my blood is up.
Oh, no, Angelina, you mustn't know. Oh. Oh, I can see the reflection of Dr. Clanner's telescope from his study window.
Boy, who are you?
Hancock, sir, up a fourth.
Disgusting behaviour. Come to my study immediately.
Yes, sir.
Not you, the girl.
That was sad, Tub. Did you see her again?
No, I haven't seen her since that day. That tree trunk is the only thing left to remind me of her. Looks just like her.
Yeah, very sad. Where's the prizes? Come on, I think we ought to get round and have a look at them before they're given out.
There's plenty of time, Sid. People are still arriving. Let's have a look round. There are so many memories here. Look, look, that's my old classroom when I was in the upper sixth. A husky young athlete of 18. 6 foot 2 inches tall, broad shoulders, a slim waist.
Wait a minute. You're 5 foot 6 and flabby.
If I told you I was mending a lift once and the cable broke and it fell on top of me, you wouldn't believe me, would you?
No.
Well, it'll have to do for now. Look, 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 there's my study up there. I had a special room being school captain. My own fag, you know. I used to relax there with my friends after leading the school cricket team to victory. Farnsworth, my fag will be here in a minute for some muffins.
Fag!
Oh, great innings you played today, Hankers.
Sorry I let you all down getting out like that.
Ah, great Scott, man, you scored 273.
Yes, but it was only against Yorkshire.
You must be the greatest school captain Greystones has ever had, Hankers. Rugger, there's no one to touch you. I mean, look how you routed Wales last week. Rowing, you practically finish the course before they get their jolly boat in the water.
I'm lucky to have my health.
You're not just brawn, it's brains as well. Distinctions in everything you touch. This study is a mecca of literary discussion. Professors gathering here every evening just to listen to you.
Ah, it's just my sherry they like. Where's that boy with the muffin? Here he is. Come in.
Good evening.
Good heavens, who are you, boy?
I'm your fag.
But lay down on the floor, I'll tread on you.
I know, don't be like that. Dr. Clanger said I was to be your fag.
What form are you in?
I'm in the first form.
How old are you?
27.
How long have you been in the first form?
16 years. Well, between you and me, I'm not very bright. Yeah. Go on, you try me out. Go on, ask me something.
All right, I will. I think perhaps you underestimate yourself. Now, what's 3 sixes?
666.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is it? You didn't even have to think about it. When did Julius Caesar conquer Britain?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
That's reasonable. That's quite reasonable. Of course you weren't. Neither was I. I can't understand it, why they haven't moved you up higher these last 15 years.
Well, I was stuck in my desk, you know. Of course you do when you grow. I only just got out. It's awkward, you know, being a first form, because they're all 10-year-olds, and they all talk about things like cowboys and Indians, cigarette cars and trains. I feel right out of it.
I can quite believe it.
I just sit there with my bricks and ignore them.
Yes, well, I don't blame you.
See, and I'm not worried. When I'm 65, I'll retire whatever form I'm in. Now, what do you want me to do, sir?
But if you're going to be my fag, you must be punctual, you must press my gown, clean my shoes, cook my tea, warm my slippers, light my fire, run my errands and clean my study.
No, stop messing about. I've only got one pair of hands. And here's your muffins. I've cooked them for you.
They're black. You've burnt them.
And my hands aren't much better.
Where's the toasting fork?
Oh, nobody tells you, do they? I just poked my finger through one of the little holes and held it there.
Idiot!
Yes, I am, and I. Still, it wouldn't do for us all to be alike, would it? If you want anything, just open the window and attract me attention.
Yes, all right, I'll sling a brick at you.
Yeah, that'll do. One and one or two. Two and two or four. Four and four. One and one or four.
Pretty important fellow.
Oh, just about the most distinguished pupil they've ever had at Greystones. Rugger hero, cricket champion, athletics, distinctions in every subject. I've got my own honours board up in the Grand Hall. I'm a legend here, that's why they asked me down. Hello? Who's that being chased across the playing field?
Well, it's Sid. Oh, now what's he done?
Come on, you two. The prize giving's been cancelled. We can just catch a last train if we're lucky.
We can't go now. I want to meet all my old school chums.
Well, yeah, they're right behind me. Here, you cop hold of the suitcase, I'm off. Tell her.
Stop that man! Stop that man! He is a thief. What is he?
A thief! Dr. Clanger, after all these years...
An accomplice. You've got the suitcase. You thief.
I'm not a thief. Dr. Clanger, you remember me?
No, no, I've never seen you before. Police! Police!
Yes, you have. I was here 20 years ago. Here, I'll roll up my trouser leg. There.
Fat Legs Hancock. Of course, now I fix you. You scoundrel. I knew you'd come to no good, sneaking back after all these years just to steal the school trophies.
Hey, you can't talk like that to the greatest scholar and athlete you've ever had.
Scholar? Athlete? Him?
He was at Greystones for 7 years.
I know, and the worst school porter we've ever had. Bend over.
All right, allow me, Dr. Clanger.
No, Bill.
Come on.
Out.
I'm going to give it to you.
I remember now. I lost the pupil here. I got the school mixed up. Out. It was Greystones, Gray's Inn Road, LCC classes I met. Ah. Yaroo. Ah. A mistake.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The programme which was recorded was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.